Hi, it's May 21st, the day in 1980 when the saga continued. Empire Strikes Back, Episode 5 in the Star Wars series, but the second released hit the cinemas on this day in 1980. It was the episode that revealed this shock twist.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. I am your father.
In 1987, John Farnham's hit album Whispering Jack was released on CD. The biggest selling Australian album of all time, featured the number one hit You're the Voice, and was the first locally produced album to be released on CD.
You're the voice, try and understand it. Make the noise and make it clear.
To the birthdays, and speaking of Aussie music, Joe Camilleri is 72. Known as Jojo Zepp in the 70s, he went on to lead the Black Sorrows into the charts in the 80s and 90s. Leo Sayer is also 72. Happy birthday, Leo. He released 8 top 20 singles between 1974 and 1982 and had numerous hit albums. He became an Australian citizen in 2009. Mr. T is 68. He was the professional bodyguard of celebrities like Muhammad Ali, Steve McQueen and Diana Ross before starring as Clubber Lang in Rocky III. And, of course, there was the A-Team.
But I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
Actor Judge Reinhold is 63. He was in a stack of movies through the 80s, but probably best remembered for his role as Detective Billy Rosewood in Beverly Hills Cop.
It stands for Deputy Director of Operations for Joint Systems Interdepartmental Operational Command.
And the man, Anthony Mundine, turns 45 today.
I don't care what people think. I don't care what people say. There's water off a duck's back to me. I know who I am.
Finally, the 22nd Prime Minister, Malcolm Fraser, was also born on this day. The founder of the charity organisation CARE died aged 84 in 2015.
In an often troubled and dangerous world, here we are at the gateway of a new decade, much better placed than many overseas countries.
Remembering Malcolm Fraser on May 21st.